welcome back. I have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with the Riverside Community School District this morning and a few of the Quiz Bowl members. We have with us Finley Meek, a freshman, Connor Nyland, a freshman. Did I get that right, Connor?
Yes.
Connor Nyland, Daisy Allen, a sophomore, and Sam Bernard, a senior. We're going to start with our freshmen in the room first. So, Finley, let's visit a little bit about your freshman, correct, Finley?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there other activities other than Quiz Bowl that you participate in?
So I'm in a band. I do musicals, and I was a little scared this freshman year to join some high school sports, but I have. I'm going to be doing cross country and other running sports next year.
Okay.
I was a little worried.
Tell me about Quiz Bowl. How long have you been involved in Quiz Bowl, and why did you choose to become involved in Quiz Bowl?
So I started in Quiz Bowl when I wanted to say seventh grade. The last year when Miss Kramer ran it, and I joined it at first because, one, my brother Paxton Meek had been in it since the start of the program, which was, I believe, a year or two before I joined, and I just thought it was really interesting because I went to one of his tournaments and I just had picked up what he was talking about, and I thought it would be fun to join.
Uh-huh.
In seventh grade. And I also had other seventh grader friends like Connor Nyland who said they would join with me. So that was my big motivation for wanting to join. But it also seemed like extracurricular activity that I could get into and really enjoy.
So is it fun? Is it just an enjoyable time when you go to, I'm air quoting here, competitions? Is it a competition, or I suppose that's the correct terminology? Is it fun? You enjoy those days, or is it stressful?
No, I'd say they're usually pretty fun. Even when you go to like invitationals or state, I try to go there and just enjoy myself, because sometimes you go there and you know you might not be able to win, or you're always able to win, but you get to a point in a tournament where you've got this point and you just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I go there to have fun, but I also go there to win. They're always super fun because it's usually like a new school every year, and I like to just visit, see what schools, because since we're three towns, I don't visit a lot of other schools, and it's really nice to meet all the other people who do the same stuff that I do.
Sure. Very cool. Finley Meek, a freshman and a Quiz Bowl member for the Riverside Schools. Also, we have with us, thank you, Finley, we have with us Connor Nyland. Connor, thanks for visiting with me. You're a freshman as well. Are there other activities that you participate in?
I do band, I did swim, soccer, baseball. I believe that's all of it.
And then when did you choose, why Quiz Bowl? When did you choose to join Quiz Bowl?
I think it was Miss Kramer in my sixth grade year. She just told me that I should try Quiz Bowl, that I'd enjoy it. So I gave it a shot, and I mean, she was right. I do have a lot of fun.
Okay.
Quiz Bowl.
Now, you have a lot of activities that you're involved in. Do you have a favorite of those activities?
Probably band or Quiz Bowl, because it's just, I just don't really have to do a ton. I just go around, I have fun, I answer questions, I play music.
Okay.
But swim meets have always been fun. I get to go ride the bus with the guys. We always get lunch or get dinner after meets. It's always super fun to do that with the team. But yeah, probably swim or Quiz Bowl and band.
Okay. Now, are the meets typically on the weekend, like Saturday, or are they through the week, or when are the meets typically held?
Meets are usually on weekends. I think we've had one tournament this year on a weekday, but usually they're like Saturday morning.
Okay. All right. Very cool. But it's enjoyable. You're having fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Super fun.
Would you encourage other students to go out?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great time. You know, you learn a lot. It could help in other classes, like, say, history. You can learn about, like, an important historical figure before you learn about it, and
mm-hmm.
then you already know something for a class.
That's awesome. That's cool. Very good. Connor Nyland with me. Okay, and we have Daisy Allen, a sophomore. Daisy, talk to me a little bit about your experience with Quiz Bowl. Why did you choose to become involved in Quiz Bowl?
So I was actually part of the first ever junior high Quiz Bowl team we had back when I was in seventh grade.
No way. You're an original member, Daisy.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
We had the Quiz Bowl program going for 2 years, and then it was with my, like, seventh grade class. She wanted to, like, start junior high because she thought we had a lot of promising students. And at first I was like, I don't want to join. But then, like, a lot of my really good friends joined, so I was like, I might as well. I don't want to miss out. What if this is something I really, really like? And I remember going to that tournament with my team, my little team of six, and I didn't buzz in once that day, but I had the time of my life. It was such a good day, and then I've just loved Quiz Bowl since then.
All right, so you've had, I'm going to ask, and I think I know what you're going to say. If you can become involved in Quiz Bowl, you would definitely encourage people to become involved.
I would encourage people to become involved.
Now, are there other, go ahead.
Even if you feel like you don't have, like, a really wide set of knowledge, I would still encourage doing Quiz Bowl too, because you learn a lot, and like a lot of the questions are history or science based, and I'm not the best at history or science, but there are so many other topics. Like, you get a bunch of stuff about the fine arts, just art in general, literature. Mm-hmm. There's something for everyone in Quiz Bowl that they'll enjoy.
Okay, I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute. So, do you have other activities, Daisy, you participate in?
A lot. I do Junior Optimist, Winter Guard, band, speech, theater. I think that's it. No, okay. FFA and FFA.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
So I've had the opportunity to visit a number of times with Riverside students that talk about Junior Optimist. What do you do in Junior Optimist? Tell me a little bit about that.
So we do a lot of community service stuff. It's a lot of ways to give back to our community and help students get their community service hours in. Right now, we're using old, like, you'd think sacks you'd get from a grocery store stuff to help make maps for homeless people.
Okay. How many members are there with Junior Optimist?
That's a really good question. Maybe 16?
Oh, wow.
We had a lot more people join this year than we had before.
Okay. Very cool. Do you have a favorite of those activities?
It would be either also band or Quiz Bowl for me. Okay. I've been doing both for so long that I just really love both of them.
All right. Very cool. Yeah. And you're a sophomore, correct, Daisy?
Yes.
All right. Daisy Allen. We have a senior, Sam Bernard, with us as well. Sam, we've had the opportunity to visit in the past. So your Quiz Bowl experience, how long have you been involved with Quiz Bowl?
I've just been doing it for 4 years. I haven't done it in junior high like some of my other teammates.
Mm-hmm. Other activities you participate in or what, Sam?
Right now I'm in band choir, jazz band, jazz choir, Junior Optimist, group and individual speech.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
And your plans after high school are what, Sam? You're a senior. I think I know. Don't tell me. You're going to be a pilot.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. We've spoken in the past. So still continue or planning on pursuing your pilot's license and becoming a pilot.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. So here's one I want to know. And I'm just going to throw this out there. I want to understand Daisy briefly touched on this, but what's it like? Do you have areas of specialty, history or math or science? And then let's start with that. How does that work for Quiz Bowl?
Usually for, like, people aren't usually have the knowledge of everything. Mm-hmm. Usually there's like some specialty topic that you're into. Like, I know Daisy is really into literature, classical or modern,
some of them. Some modern, but mostly classic.
Okay.
Mainly classical. I'm mainly science and mathematical terms with, like, some history or religion.
Yeah.
And then we also have some computational math among some of our teammates that's their specialty.
And I'm not super good at it now, but I've been studying up for, like, world history.
Okay.
That's what interests me.
So do you divide that up? You say, like, okay, my strong suit is world history, so I'll take this subject area and kind of focus on that. Is that how that works or not?
Yeah, usually that's how it works, because it's usually based just on your interest. Like,
yeah,
you want to know more about what you care about.
Okay.
So people just learn what they care about, and eventually it will be able to help the team overall.
How many people are on the team? Is there a varsity and a junior varsity, and how many members make up the team? Tell me about that aspect of it.
There's 10 total people on our team, and 12, sorry. And it looks to be evenly split between six and six.
Okay.
For varsity and junior varsity.
So when you compete, do you have to have a number of people on? Do you have to have six people on your team, or could you compete with five people? Well, or what's that like?
Usually for the so you have four people on your main team, and then you have like two alternates.
Okay.
Because people get tired, because it usually is a long day, and you have to stay pretty focused throughout the day.
Well. Interesting you say that, because one of my things is mental fatigue, because at some point you're kind of tired, right? I mean, if you're totally involved and immersed in this for a while, you kind of become fatigued mentally, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot for keeping focus, because pretty much you're just sitting in a room for 20 odd minutes of someone just speaking, and usually that's pretty hard to stay focused for that entire time.
Okay. All right. We're visiting with the Riverside Community School District, members of the Quiz Bowl team. So just generally speaking, and anyone can answer the question, so how many meets do you have in a year, or a typical season?
I'd say like 12, 13, like more like 10-ish.
Okay.
Now we have a lot. I mean, especially last year, couple of years we have not had so many, but after last year, since we started to host our own tournament and going to more of those like closer tournaments, we have had a lot more. Like the Omaha Burke tournament is a new one. We went to two new ones this year, along with the two invitationals, state, along with all the junior high things. It's been a lot more this year since we've decided we want to branch out with tournaments.
Now, is there like and excuse my terminology, like a regular season and a postseason, and now you have tournaments, or what does that schedule look like?
It's usually sprinkled out through like the entire year. So like there's no certain preseason or postseason kind of thing. But it's like mainly through the winter.
Gotcha.
Is like the majority of them, but there's
winter open and then state and national from like spring.
Yeah. So it is sprinkled out mostly throughout the year.
All right. Are there more competitions upcoming, or where are you at in that sprinkling of the competitions?
We're at the tail end. We only have one left.
And it is when?
Next Saturday.
Ready to go for that?
Yeah.
Do you get nervous prior to a meet? Do you get anxious or nervous, or not so much?
I don't get nervous anymore.
Yeah, I would say I get nervous. I kind of just go in and know I'm going to do something I really, really enjoy. Whether I get a bunch of questions or I don't get any, it's not going to matter, because I'm learning and I'm doing something I have a lot of fun with a lot of my really close friends.
You bet.
Yeah, I try not to get nervous. Like my two or three years of junior high, I was always nervous. Near the end, I got way more calm.
Yeah.
And I, like, eighth of the year, I was pretty good. But then going into, you know, like high school, you know, first year of high school overall and with Quiz Bowl, the questions, like, they double in difficulty, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I've sat through, I think, for the junior high team, and they really get a lot harder. So I do stress at some of these, but, like, after the first open and invitational, after a couple tournaments this year, I have gotten more adjusted to Quiz Bowl.
Yeah, just kind of settled into it. That's very cool. I like it. Now, do you have a coach? How do you practice?
Yes. So we have two coaches, Mrs. Meek and Mrs. Myers, and we just meet ninth period, our advisory, and they just read questions that, like, previous questions at, like, different invitationals, whether it's nationals or state, and we just read questions as our practice.
Very cool. I like it, guys. It's just very interesting. So... And you learn a lot and you have fun. So where's the downside in that? I don't know. There, I don't see one. How many, you have 12 members, you said, on your team?
Yep.
Very cool. Again, Sam Bernard, a senior, Daisy Allen, a sophomore, Connor Nyland. Did I get that right, Connor? A freshman?
Yep.
And Finley Meek, a freshman from the Riverside School. What did I leave out Anything else we need to cover?
No, I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think we're good.
That's a great interview.
Very good, guys. Thanks so much for visiting with me. Super cool. And let me know how the... okay, one other question. Sorry. Is there some way that I can get results online to kind of keep up with what's going on at the tournament? Or can you guys just let me know?
Usually for like the nationally governing body, mm-hmm. NAQT, they do have a website where
okay.
you can see our stats for our team. So I think it's naqt.org and... somewhere on that website, it should have some of our stats for
gotcha.
Our state, national, et cetera, tournament.
Yeah. Very
but
cool.
Like, if this Omaha tournament, if it's not on the NAQT, like if it doesn't register, they usually post like a Google Sheet or a doc that automatically updates like every single round of that tournament. So you could maybe try to find that, but it will probably be on the NAQT after. The
All right.
NAQT.
Very cool. Well, best of luck to you. Super interesting. And, thoroughly enjoyed it. Make it a great day, and thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.